behind her they heard the gloop, gloop of the bubbling, treacle-thick potion. Three glass tumblers stood ready on the toilet seat.
"Did you get them?"
Hermione asked breathlessly. Harry showed her Goyle's hair.
"Good, and I sneaked these spare robes out of the laundry," Hermione said, holding up a small sack. "You'll need bigger sizes once you're Crab and Goyle."
The three of them stared into the cauldron. Close up, the potion looked like thick, dark mud, bubbling sluggishly.
"I'm sure I've done everything right," said Hermione,
nervously rereading the splotched page of Mosty Potenty Potions.
"It looks like the book says it should. Once we've drunk it, we'll have exactly an hour before we change back into ourselves."
"Now what?" Ron whispered.
"We separate it into three glasses and add the hairs."
Hermione ladled large dollops of the potion into each of the glasses. Then, her hand trembling, she shook Millicent Bulstrode's hair out of its bottle into the first glass. The potion hissed loudly like a boiling kettle and frothed madly. A second later, it had turned a sick sort of yellow.
"Ugh, essence of Millicent Bulstrode," said Ron, eyeing it with loathing. "Bet it tastes disgusting."
"Add yours, then," said Hermione.
Harry dropped Goyle's hair into the middle glass, and Ron put Crabbe's into the last one. Both glasses hissed and frothed. Goyle's turned the khaki colour of a bogey, Crabbe's a dark, murky brown.
"Hang on," said Harry, as Ron and Hermione reached for their glasses. "We'd better not all drink them in here. Once we turn into Crabbe and Goyle, we won't fit, and Millicent Bulstrode's no pixie."
"Good thinking," said Ron, unlocking the door. "We'll take separate cubicles." Careful not to spill a drop of his polyjuice potion, Harry slipped into the middle cubicle.